Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our Heavenly King, we come to you this morning forever grateful, forever thankful for your goodness and your mercy toward us. We thank you, O God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and the entire Diez de Leon family because they trusted you as they started this TMC call. We thank you, Lord, and Artists International. We ask that you bless them immensely. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker, Minister Brenda, who will bring the word we need to hear. Father, that you have already downloaded and heard that it is a rich word. Father, we thank and praise you for her family and continue to order her footsteps. Bless her immensely as well. We thank you for each and every family member who has joined us here on the call this morning. You know what we stand in need of, and we thank you, Lord, that we can come to you, trusting you, knowing that you will provide. So, Father, shower them with favor. We bind Satan in Jesus' name, and we loose the anointing upon this call that it will go forth with clarity. We give you praise, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you, my TMC family, as we go out and trust God today with all of our hearts, and we're not going to lean on our own understanding at all. We will acknowledge him, and I'm a living witness that as we acknowledge God in all we do, he is faithful, and he will direct our path. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you also. Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning to each one of you. It is Minister Robin here in New Jersey, and along with Minister Willa, we are so glad that you are here on the morning call, the master's call, the call about our great I Am. So we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And as you know, this call is all about our master. We were founded on October 25th, 2010, by two wonderful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and also Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We have a scripture that we stand on and we so believe, and you can locate it in Psalms 88:13. And it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Here on the Master's Call, that's what we do. We begin our day with prayer, and we end it with prayer. So I am going to tell you about our mission statement. We are enriched, we are enhanced, and we are empowered believers as we begin our day. And I believe in the name of Jesus, as you stay on this call and listen to the word of God that goes forward, the same thing is happening to you if this is your first time on the call. So welcome again. All of our messages have been archived for you. We have a website address. Feel free to go to our website address, and you can listen to the messages right there. You can download them on your social media page. And our website address is www.themasterscall.net. That is themasterscall.net. We also have an email address. If it's your first time and you want to find out more about us, feel free. Send us an email and we'll get back to you. If you would like to be a prayer intercessor and join this awesome team of men and women who pray for you daily, you can send it also to info@themasterscall.net. And if you also have a word that you would like to bring forward, you can also let us know about that, and either Dr. Vanessa or myself will get back to you. And again, all of that can be sent to info@themasterscall.net. The thread, the tool, the awesome company that has brought many of us together is Artists International. And the owners are the Diez de Leon family. So we are so grateful that we had an opportunity, many of us, to become and also to have a business through that company. We are artist entrepreneurs. We are reloaded. And after this call, I'll give you a phone number, and you'll find out more about our awesome company, either from your friends or the entrepreneurs. You'll get on that morning motivational call. So So let me just go ahead and give you that, and then I'll move forward. That number is 530-881-1300. Again, that is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. And the call is hosted by an awesome platinum president, our very own godmother, Dorothy Cook. And we have a team of wonderful, victorious men and women, leaders, who teach us, who encourage us, and who train us. So that number, that call is immediately following this call, and it is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND, the MMC call. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the woman of God who's bringing the word forward today. She is our sister. She is a victorious woman of God. She is also one of our prayer intercessors. And Minister Brenda Terrell is a victorious, wonderful, anointed woman of God who loves the Lord, who loves to pray. She lives, and she was brought up in Mississippi, on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. She took the Lord under her wing. God took her under his wing when she was 12 years of age. Her mom was confined with a massive stroke, and her dad unfortunately passed away when she was very young. But after she graduated as an honor student and she got her associate's degree in business, she married the love of her life, Freddie Terrell. They moved to Texas. They became members of an awesome church there in Texas, the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. It was under Pastor Sherman Gray, Jr. It was a spirit-filled church. She received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher. She worked with the youth in the women's ministry. She loved to encourage others in God's gifts that he has for them. And she is a proud, proud mom of five beautiful children. And throughout all these years, God has blessed her. And the power of the Lord moves in her life in every area, especially in deliverance and healing. And she, too, herself, has been restored and healed by challenges that have attacked her. God is faithful, and that is her favorite word. She's one of our team members. I love her dearly. She resides now in Ocean. Her roots come from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and she's a member of the Victory International Christian Center, where her pastor, C.G. McCarter, is the senior pastor. She, too, is an artist distributor. She loves our products. She loves to help people. Her business is booming. Her business is growing. She wants you to be healthy. She wants you to receive the Lord. And, again, with her and her husband that she's been married to, Mr. Freddie, for over 36 years, there is nothing greater than being in Christ. So without any further delay, I love you, dear Brenda. Are you there, Minister Brenda Terrell?
Yes, I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can, sweetheart. God bless you.
God bless you. I love you dearly, too, my sister. And to you, my dear Minister Willard, I thank God for both of you for being such awesome women of God on this call, and I glorify him for being God Almighty all by himself. I also want to take the time to say thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for being such awesome women of God who opened up this door, this platform, and allowed me to stand here and share with the people of God this morning. Good morning, TMC family. I love you all, and I know God is faithful in all that he does. So I'm going to share with you a word from on high this morning. If you bear with me, I'm going to speak on "It Is Well." Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we praise you, oh God. You've given us another opportunity to say thank you, to say we love you, to say that we depend on you. So, Lord, I ask you that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Let it no longer be Brenda, but let it be the Christ, the Spirit of truth that dwells and proclaim your word this morning to your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. It is well. It is well. You know, I want to start, if you will, this message on a with a comical note. I often mention that when I get to glory, of course I want to see my Savior, Jesus. Oh, the awesome God that shed his blood and rose up on the third day morning with all power in his hand. I want to see him. And without a doubt, I want to see my mom and I want to see my dad when I go to glory. But you know what? I'm going and look for that Shulamite woman. That is my girl. I tell people all the time, listen, if there's anybody in the Bible that I want to see, I want to see that Shulamite woman, okay? If you know, if you look at the 2 Kings in the 4th chapter, and we're going to start along in the 8th verse, and I'm going to go through this, if you will, because it's so powerful. And the way God used this woman was so awesome. And every time in this book, when the prophet Elijah went through Shunem, this well-to-do woman would serve him a meal. She recognized him to be a holy man of God. And she and her husband had built a little room to accommodate him whenever he passed through. Now, point one I want to bring out, it is well when we bless the man or woman of God. Amen? You know, the enemy would always want to try to attack us when it comes to blessing the men and women of God. Why? Because the anointing is on their lives. And when we bless them, the Bible says we will truly be blessed. And with a grateful heart, Elijah asked her, what could be done for her? Could they speak on her behalf to the king or to the commander of the army? And she said, I live among my own people, which meant she was living very sufficient in her own country, and she had a sufficient life. Now, I want to bring on point two with this. It is well when we remain humble and not have to be acknowledged in everything, not having to be on the forefront of everything. Because when he said, bring before the king, oh, man, yes, I would love to meet President Obama. Oh, yes, I would love to see the Queen of England. Oh, yes, I would love to go to the palace. We always want to go to the forefront. But she was a humble woman to say, that's not necessary. I'm suffice where I am. She didn't jump for the opportunity that came her way at that time. So Elijah's servant, Gehazi, brought it to his attention that she was without a son, and her husband was an old man. Elijah called her and told her the next year she would be holding a son. And she asked him not to mislead her or to lie to her. Oh, come on, Lord, I know you're a man of God, but don't lie to me. Well, the prophecy came to pass just as he said. Now, the child became older, and he was out in the field with his father and the reapers. And all of a sudden, he jumped up and said, my head, my head. He was brought to his mother when he sat on his mother's lap at the time until noon, the Bible says, and died. She took him and laid him on Elijah's bed and went out to her husband asking for a servant and a donkey so she could go and see the man of God. He asked her, now, why do you want to go see the man of God today? It's neither the new moon or the Sabbath. So, you know, why you want to go today? And what did she say? It is well. Wow. What had this woman I mean, what was it that this woman had that made her so cool, so calm, so collected during this grave situation? She had the peace of God abiding in her heart. She knew that God promised her the son through the man of God. So surely, surely, he was more than able to restore him through the man of God. Think about it. What would most mothers do? We all know it wouldn't be nice. They would be screaming, oh, my goodness, what's going on? Oh, my goodness. The whole country would know. But this woman was so humble and so assured that God was going to do something. She said, it is well. Now, she went to Mount Carmel to see Elijah, and he noticed her and told Gehazi, look, there's the Shunammite. Run to meet her and say to her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? What did she answer? It is well. Now, when she reached the man of God, she fell at his feet and she said, did I ask for a son from my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? That's when he instructed Gehazi to gird up your loins and take my staff. Yes, it is well. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, yes, I had to plug that in. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. TMC, family, do you realize that Shulamite did not one time mention that her son was dead? Did you notice that when she went to her husband, she did not say, he's dead, he's not breathing? Did you notice that when he saluted her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child? She said, it is well. She did not one time mention that the child was dead. The Bible said the child was dead. It noted that. But it did not come out of her mouth that that child was dead. Point number three I want to bring to you, it is well when we speak the truth rather than the facts. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Facts are all around us. Turmoil is all around us. Distress and situations are all around us. But what are we speaking? Are we speaking the facts or are we speaking the truth? The word, thy word, O Lord, is truth. Your word is forever settled in heaven. That's the truth. So if anyone, this is what happened. When Elijah, in verse 29, had told Gehazi, go, I don't want you to meet anybody. I don't want you to greet anybody. I want you to take that staff and go and lay it on that child. Now, think about it. He says, if you meet anyone, do not greet him. And if anyone greets you, do not answer. Whoa. Many people, including Christians, would say, he was rude for not speaking. Did you see that? Gehazi, I spoke to him and he didn't say anything to me. People of God, the man was on an assignment. And there should not be any interruption. And there are situations in our own lives when God has called us to do certain assignments, to do certain things. And then when things don't come the way we think it should be, we got a lot of, I got a little confrontation to get with them because, you know, this didn't happen the way I thought it should be, or they didn't speak to me, or she didn't say anything to me, she didn't do this for me, and what have you. Hold it. Be still and know that God is God alone. He's doing a work, and when he has you or anybody on an assignment, we have no idea how he's doing it. Remember, his ways are not like our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. So this is what he told him. Don't greet anybody. He didn't greet anybody. No interruption. Remember when Jesus kicked the mourners back out of the house when he told them, said the girl was just asleep? They laughed at him. He put them out. He put them out. Why? Don't need all that interruption. We don't need all that turmoil. Don't need all those icky stuff, I want to put it. You know, because a lot of times we allow too much iffies and distractions to interfere with what God is doing in our lives. Okay, I'm moving on. Well, this is what I want to make as far as point number four. It is well when we don't take everything in life so personal. Can I say it again? It is well when we don't take everything in life so personal. Gehazi met Elijah after placing a staff on the boy's face, and he even said, the boy has not awakened. He never said the boy was dead. Even Gehazi did not speak the boy was dead. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And, of course, Elijah went and stretched himself on the boy twice, and his life was returned. Praise God. Praise God. Can we truly say, when the car is total, it is well? Can we say, when the basement is flooded, it is well? When we feel sabotaged from every direction, it is well. You know, the word of God states in Romans 4:17, it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. That's what God was telling Abraham. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. It is well when our eyes are stayed on Jesus. It is well when our faith is about our relationship and not about our religion. It is well when we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Shulamite was a strong, bold, and focused woman. Later on, believe it or not, in chapter 8, Elijah had told her to go away with her family and stay for a while because a 7-year famine was coming. She and her family stayed in the land of Philistines during that period of time. Now, when it was over, she returned and went to the king to ask for her house and land back. This is when God had set up the appointed time for her to go to the king. It wasn't when Elijah asked, can I say something to the king for you? It was at this appointed time when she had to go and speak to the king and ask for her house and her land. And during that time, Gehazi just so happened to be there talking about how God had used Elijah with this woman of God. Now, Gehazi, like I said, was speaking with the king, telling him about how her son was restored to life through Elijah. And she turned around and told the king the story, how it happened, and her land, home, and income was restored to her. What is it that needs to be restored in your life? I'm here to tell you, don't give up. Don't give in because it is well. And I want to share with you the words of this hymn when it said, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. PMC family, we have to realize that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadows of the Almighty. For that, it is well. They say, though they slay me, yet will I trust in him. It is well. I'm determined that neither life nor death, nor principalities nor powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It is well. It is well. God bless you all. I love you all. And I'm turning it back to our host, Minister Robin.
Can you hear me? Good morning, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Minister LaShawn?
Yes, it is. Good morning. God is good. Amen. And praise God for such a mighty and awesome word. We are going to call you back for our closing benediction, but we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, our triune God, we just thank you, God, for all you are doing in our lives and reminding us that it is well. It is well. It is well. No matter what it looks like, no matter how it appears, no matter what man tries to say, we know that you have the last word because you are our Alpha and our Omega. So, God, we thank you for being well. God, thank you for the word that you have blessed us with this morning, with this vessel, Minister Brenda. Thank you, God, for using her to remind us, Lord, that no matter what, all will be well. So, God, we speak over finances. We speak over health. We speak over safety. We speak over relationships. We speak over friendships. We speak over this call because we know, Father, that it is well. God, we ask that you watch over those who are homeless, Lord. Watch over those who are hungry, those who are hurting, God. We just thank you so much in the mighty name of Jesus that all will be well because you said that it will be. And God, thank you for blessing everyone under the sound of my voice this morning. Lord, touch them and bless them. Let them know that you are never, ever out of their presence. Let them know, Lord, that when times are bleak and times look gray, that all will be well because you are the matchless name of our Lord and risen Savior. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK for their yes. And we thank you for Artists International, God, for threading us together. And, Lord, even when our back offices look like a tic-tac-toe board, we know that it is well, God, because you will enlarge our territories and you will bless us with those who are in need. So, Father, we just want to thank you. We want to praise you, and we celebrate your name. It is in Jesus' name that we thank you this morning and pray. Amen. Well, Master's Call family, this is a part of the call where I invite you to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and letting them know that no matter what it looks like, it is well. If you want to hear this blessed message again, as I know you would like to, all you have to do is dial area code 712-432-1085. And the access code is the same, 957-677-pound, and we hope to hear you all on the call again tomorrow, again 712-432-0075, and join us 10 minutes before the call, 10 minutes before 8, 7, 6, and 5, depending where you are located, and rejoice, celebrate, and fellowship with us by letting us know who you are, where you're calling from, and how God is moving in your life. We also ask you to go to our website, www.themasterscall.net, for you to see more about the call, for you to let us know what your prayer requests, testimonies, or praise reports are, and definitely to find out how you can be part of this amazing TMC team if God has called you to do so. After this call again, it's an MMC call, area code 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-POUND. So again, you all have a magnificent day, and I am now turning this call back over to Minister Brenda for our benediction. God bless.
Father God, we thank you that you have allowed us to come together in your joy, in your peace, in your love, in your grace. Father, we ask that the love of God continue to flow through our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. And as we go throughout this day and the days to come, Lord God, we will see every situation one that all power is in your hand. And we can truly say, it is well. God bless you all. May God continue to bless you, keep you in perfect peace. this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I love you all. Bye-bye.